Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. So, when we left off, you guys were back at the Occulta Veritas safe house talking about plans for disguises. I'll say it's the same day, so it's like maybe, at this point, probably the afternoon, getting closer to the evening. You talked to Felicia Silver about getting disguises, maybe as like a roadie crew or a band itself.
Is the Pickled Ligament touring?
In fact, last time, Josh was like, if we can get a band, I'm like, oh my god, is he gonna say, is the Pickled Ligament touring in Europe? I'm gonna have to roll for the chances of whether or not they're touring through Europe. If you want, you could look into it. I mean, we could still try to find out if that was the case. She was also going to look into
The
location of the vehicle, because just to remind everybody, she did show you guys the photos, the time-lapse photos of the International Ghostbusters parking their vehicle. You couldn't really tell what kind of vehicle it was, but it was white, so it was clearly theirs. It was like off of the frame a little bit of the camera. You saw them walking into the club. You don't see them go out. Several hours later, like in the early morning before sunup, you do see the vehicle gone. It just moves. It's gone. You don't know what the deal is with it. She was going to try and figure out if there's other angles where she could possibly see more. She was going to investigate that. So we're going to pick it up right where you left off, where this you just described what you wanted her to look into. She's going to start looking into it. And she says, okay, and while we look into this and you guys prepare, try and think of a plan, Mr. Book is actually here if you want to speak to him. He's in a room down the hall.
Mr. B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to Mr. Book.
Yeah, right. We haven't seen him since the...
Since the party.
Since the initiation, yeah.
Well, he stopped by the firehouse once or twice the last time, just when you give him some of the paperwork and stuff.
Okay.
So you've seen him a couple times.
Okay.
So, but it's been a while. So yeah, if you go down the hall, you want to talk to him, he's there. He's happy to see you guys. He's just like, you guys sent me some scans of, this is like Van Helsing's journal you got? Like, what the hell?
Quite literally, yes.
Yes. Awesome. All right. So let's, if you got it, I'm willing to dig in. But if anything else,
next
you
stop,
got
Necronomicon.
He is very excited to take it and start like,
you better put on gloves before you pick up that book.
In fact, I'll even say he probably does have like latex gloves and like, you know, like glasses.
Yeah,
like, talk about a book nerd. Like, this, it's in this dude's code name. It's like, he's going to take it, be very careful with it, and he's going to carefully.
He scoffs at us as we pull it out.
He's like, you didn't even put it in the bag. You just pulled it out of your backpack. Like, why does it smell like garlic?
It should smell like coconut. You had it with the beach kid.
Yo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. It smells like dog biscuits. Tobin's hair is on it somehow.
Sometimes
he's like, is this werewolf hair? It's Tobin's hair. It's like,
look, sometimes I get really
it could
hungry.
Be werewolf hair.
It could be werewolf hair. Yeah.
Tobin just whines and covers his eyes with his paws.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, specifically we're looking for any relevant information for maybe this area. I mean, anything that could help
vampires.
Us.
Anything relating like, to the elimination of vampires.
He's like, so you hand me Van Helsing's journal. You're asking if there's any information about vampires in Germany throughout history.
What I want to know is I want all of the details regarding vampires and their disposal from the book. And I also would like any research that you can find out, see if there's anything relevant in the journal dealing with the name of the demon. It starts with an N.
Niamas.
Yeah. Whether Van Helsing mentioned it, that would be useful.
Okay.
And
okay.
While you're there, if you see something about rings, ignore it.
Yeah. No. We don't need to know anything about rings. We read enough books about rings.
Like, tear that page out and burn it.
Pay special attention to
the rings. He'll like, Niamas, that's weird. I've never heard of that, but well, I'll let you know if I find anything interesting. I'll also try and cross-reference with anything else I have if that name pops up. Sounds familiar.
Cool.
But yeah, otherwise, he'll spend the next several hours pouring over all these books, and he'll get back to you guys on anything that he finds.
Okay, in the meantime, can I make an occult roll using the technology at my disposal? See if there's anything that we would know about demons that Niamas may fall into their category.
Okay, just anything that with those code words.
Yeah.
As far as like Niamas goes, That name does not ring a bell whatsoever. The only thing you know is that this demon that you busted, like, last year mentioned that name as being its boss, but as far as, like, you really know nothing else about it. Also, the statue that you saw that was, like, halfway carved, although there wasn't any information on it to go off of, other than it was humanoid, but not human, you really don't... Nothing else can tie into that either.
Okay.
So I guess at this point, I can say Felicia Silver will come back, and she's like, we know some people in the area, we can get you guys some disguises, we can even do a little bit of prosthetic to give you, like, a different nose, eyebrows, that sort of thing, to really make you guys look different, but what's...
You know, let's just shave our face, shave our eyebrows, and shave our heads completely. Let's just do that.
Let's be the blue band.
Yeah, that's it. You're gonna
first.
She's like, all right, you first.
Yeah, make sure Germany, you can... that looked really good. Yeah, we'll all be skinheads.
You can go.
I accidentally prematurely blew myself.
I'm about to say, are you gonna blue yourself first? So she's like, we can get you guys disguises, but as far as like what your plan is, let us. You take the lead. Like whatever your cover story is, we'll try and supply you guys for it.
So okay, we'll call ourselves. What's concert in German?
Konzert.
Oh.
It's one of those words where there's not too many differences at
it's
all.
Germanic. Just Germanic roots.
Let's call ourselves the Goo Man Group. That was pretty good.
I'm for it, actually.
That was pretty good, actually.
Props breaks.
Yeah.
So we're going to be the Goo Man Group. All right.
One my Goo.
You're our guru. The Goo Man Group groupie. Like...
The goopy.
I'll give you brownie points for that. It's like, oh, yes.
The only real options are either this band option or we goth it up.
Or we get Daft Punk it.
Try and get them.
But if we goth it up, we don't have an easy way to sneak gear in.
That's the main reason we need to sneak gear in. Okay.
We'll say it gets messy at our shows because we're kind of like Gwar. And we spray them down with stuff.
Hence the goo, man.
Yeah.
But I think we have stuff we can spray them down with that will maybe have a desired effect.
Yeah, I would explain the tanks.
Yeah.
Tanks
yeah.
of things. Okay. All right, so she'll get you like some speaker boxes and like equipment and things like that, and just as much stuff as they can to sort of hide your equipment. So you're gonna like hide like proton packs and things in there as well. Like, what's the
yeah?
Yeah.
I guess now pick your equipment now that you're gonna try to sneak in.
Someone has to have the car and the beach kit.
I don't think we're bringing the car, but we are arriving in a vehicle.
Yeah, they'll rent a van, I guess, basically.
Can it serve the same function?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. This basically doesn't mean just. I mean, you won't have access to a mobile containment unit, but if one of you takes the Ecto-1 card, instead of driving up in the Geist one, it'll just be like an unmarked van that you can store spare equipment in it. So that's just what this basically means.
If someone besides Briggs needs a PKE, we're going to have a hard time getting Tobin in.
Yeah, that is going to be a factor. And you can leave him with Mr. Book. Like, he'll happily take care of him. But,
leave him with Mr. Book.
Because
last thing I want is whoever's working the back door to ask us why our amp is barking.
Why does that amp have a tail? Sticking out the back.
It's just a cardboard box that says Goo Man Group on it, and we put it in it like snake. Dog's just like shuffling around, his feet hitting the front of the box as he walks.
So you're gonna leave Tobin behind?
Yeah. And I'll also, since they're smaller. My proton pistol and I guess our grenades.
Okay. Yeah, that I'm sure that can be like in a bag inside the amp or whatever like that.
I thought that Felicia Silver was handling the booking.
She can if you want.
Probably better. She just acts as an agent.
But you guys are pretty much ready to go. If you're ready to head out, she'll
unless
there's any more preparation.
Goo.
If there's any
like Magoo.
I'm just gonna show up wearing goggles.
Magoo. Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo is my name.
That's your character name is Magoo. Like, Mr. Magoo.
Which one of these is the cigar lighter?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, you guys drive out to the club. You just park the van, like, right across the street. There is a long line of people trying to get in, and it seems very crowded. There are bouncers at the front door.
I walk up and say, we're the Central Florida Ghost, but... Oh, fuck.
All right, so you're going to start unpacking the van and rolling up to, like, the front door or whatever? The bouncers are gonna stop and ask like who you are in German.
I can sort of put up front and be like,
Nina's gonna. It's nice.
You have a headset on. You have a
she has
headset
giant
on.
Sunglasses. Like,
yeah.
I guess the bouncers are just like, whoa, what? You're gonna explain? You're gonna try.
Right. We're booked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just go. We're on the list.
I'm like,
Goo.
Yeah.
Goo host.
You can just say that, I mean, we just want to...
We're booked.
Yeah.
Like, the bouncer will know who's booked.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna look at his little clipboard, and he's just like, alright, I mean, yeah, but they just said there is a band. I guess that's you guys, so, I guess, yeah. Like, they don't seem sure about it, but because you have the confidence, and because you guys did book it, like, there was an official booking thing, they'll let you in, so you guys are in through the front door.
Cool. And I just kick the first table over and just
slide everybody.
Are you ready tonight?
I will say there's, when you get inside, it's still kind of dark because it's, you know, like a gothic club, basically.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, it's like Blade. It's like Blade and the Matrix just cross over or whatever. There's a guy working, like a DJ working, he's spinning some wax and you guys are just gonna, you know, wheel that stuff up like by the little stage where that DJ guy is or whatever. He gives you a weird look, like, cause he's not expecting you, but, you know, he's like, whatever. It is really crowded in here. There are several bartenders behind the bar because it's like it runs the length of like the entire place. You do notice that there is a other like door with no window. It looks to be like a kitchen door, but there's no window on it, and there are two bouncers in front of that.
Well, I mean, we are in.
Yeah. You're in now, but yeah, it's like it's.
Well, we didn't really have a plan once we got in.
I'm just saying, you know what we should do?
Because I mean, this could just result in us getting arrested again.
What we can do is we can start off. We're all in costume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll plug in an iPod, blast the speakers that we've got on just some music and like try to pump up the crowd, like really get positive energy flowing, and then hose them down and start dancing on stage, and then pull out the stuff and start hosing the walls.
Well, I want to get behind that door.
I guess, did we put LEDs on the side of our goggles?
I assume that's...
I'll say you could have, yeah.
See, that's what I did. I'm gonna have a look around.
With goggles on.
With goggles
okay.
on.
Okay.
How hot is this place right now?
Oh, it's so hot.
Bro. Oh, God.
That's not a very good roll.
No. It is not. That is actually, I think, the first time
I've
ever launched a roll.
That's probably the lowest roll I've ever seen.
It's difficult because there's so many humans in here. Like, there's just, it's hard to see through that many people, and they're all moving and jumping, and the sound's really bad. Well, the sound's really
loud.
There's
always one ghost in there, just in the center, just like, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Just invisible to everyone else.
Yeah!
He's having a great time.
Life,
yeah.
The time is unlife.
But you don't really see, in this crowd of people, like I said, it's very hard to see through and everything, because the stage you're on isn't even that high, you know? But if you did get up on that little stage, sort of like behind where the DJ is looking weird, you know, like he's just looking like, what the fuck are you doing? If you get up there and just sort of get a high view and you can look around, the walls are hot like they were before, just as expected. But the guys, the bouncers who are standing by that door, have something going on. It's a little weak, but something's going on with them.
All right, so let's do it. Let's wait it out and get ready to go on stage.
So our plan is just to use the goo as or slime as a... prop, which will, like, still, even as we're spraying them, not, like, this is part of the show.
Part of the show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, changing the attitude of everyone in there and then hoping we can work that into...
Well, and spray the ceiling and walls, too, is part of it. Just be like, yeah, let's do it.
We are ruining so much equipment today.
All right, so you guys start setting up your speakers and stuff, but no one's really even paying attention because the other music's still, like, on loop or whatever.
So. Okay, I'll hold up, like, my phone, which... Mm-hmm. plays with the cord, and I'll point to him, and
he'll switch it out. He's leaving. He's gone. He's done.
I start blasting Bloodbath Dance from the Blade soundtrack.
Okay.
I do a little raise the roof motion.
Okay.
With my hands the widest way possible. to get the crowd moving.
Okay. Though some people will still be dancing and stuff, just because it's just as long as the music plays.
Sure. I guess
I'll be on one side of the stage if you want to be on the other side.
We should unpack our goo stuff. Okay, so then I'm just gonna get on the mic and be like, we're the Goo Man Group from America. and then like as the music starts pumping or whatever, just be like, are you ready to party with the goo?
Oh, okay.
Some people cheer.
Good.
They're already feeling pretty good, I guess.
And I'm gonna say to them. Then you're going to feel the goo. It's going to be the greatest moment of your life, and I want to sell them on the idea that everything that's gonna happen is normal.
you're being larger than life.
And I'm going to bluff, and I'm going to have them slam the audience.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna crank the music, like maximum.
You're noticing the crowd is into it. They're buying it. You notice that the bouncers by the door, they're a little, like, they're interested. They're not
good.
You know, they're just
join in, brothers.
Yeah. They're not like oh, this is good, but in a way of just like, that's odd. You know, I don't sort of, you know, they're not doing anything that looks weird. You know, they're not like moving, but you definitely have their attention.
Okay, and then we hose it.
Okay, just the crowd.
Yeah, just as part of it, while dancing, while hosing them.
Okay, yeah.
We're all on stage going.
Yeah,
math dance. Like, we're all going nuts.
you start hosing them down, but I'm assuming you're going to go in, like, into an arc, because otherwise you just blasted somebody.
Yeah.
And got them on their ass.
Just kind of
once the crowd is sufficiently hosed, I think then we start moving towards the walls.
I mean, you can cover pretty much everybody, and like the more that everyone gets covered, the more happy they seem to be. I mean,
they're covered in mood slime.
They're probably all drunk, and we're American.
Literally, if your goal is to literally coat all the walls and everything, when you start coating up the wall behind you and everything, and like some of the cracks of like where the wood paneling and stuff is, a little bit of smoke does come through. Yeah.
Cool. All right, and that was the beginning of my plan. So
should we get the proton packs ready at this point?
Well, there's nothing's popped out yet.
Here's the thing. We know that positive energy is not what black slime thrives on, and we're putting out a lot of it right now.
Right.
I want to use my cool to bluff everybody into having the best night of their lives. I want everybody to put out the most positive energy of any show.
I mean, if the New York Ghostbusters made a toaster dance with a little bit of slime and what?
Well, you gotta remember, this green slime is positively charged, it's not as positive if you got pink slime.
I'm surprised that the cameras don't just start like...
Yeah, the green slime is basically tapped out. It cannot be taken down and it cannot be taken up any further. It's just constant. Like,
okay, but people with green slime can generate a higher amount of positive PKE.
The green slime, a person has PKE.
Right.
Green slime can up their PKE, but they have no effect on the green slime.
But hypothetically, because we know that the slime that was covering the thing at the end of Ghostbusters 2, when they started having goodwill towards man,
yeah.
It starts
that was the pink slime though, because pink slime has no limit to how much you can take it. So in other words, if you this room is already very positive. If you walked in with a jar of pink slime, it would explode. Just be like, yeah,
pink slime.
Yeah.
Like, we need to make...
We're the Goo Man group. We don't even have pink slime.
We need pink slime grenades.
The ghost of Liberace would fly out of the pink slime at this point.
All right, so I think we need to work to phase two of our improv
plan. Yeah. it's like the bouncers are still kind of... They think this is really weird, but they're not doing anything about it.
They're like, hey, you... What I'll say to the crowd is I'll be like, there's a couple people in this place not calling.
Oh, that's awesome.
You see somebody not partying. Well, what you need to do is...
Like,
is
you gotta get them on the dance.
I was like, it's all about love here tonight. It's all about love. And I think we know of a couple people who aren't partying too hard right now. I think we need to include them. What do you guys think? And can I bluff to...
You don't need to bluff at that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 100%. What do you mean? Because you're not bluffing, because you do want them to be included. So it's, let me just see what the fuck, they love it. It's like, they're like, yeah! Yeah!
So why don't you show these guys how much fun they could really have?
You got them right there. It's like, yeah. the crowd is concerned. You're gonna like point to the bouncers?
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna approach the bouncers and
I've never bouncers had to, like, eat them.
These guys are covered in slime. The audience is safe against at least an initial amount of PK.
Okay, when the crowd just starts like moving in to the bouncers, just like, hey, come on, man, let's do this thing. The bouncers are just sort of like they're definitely weirded out now. They're definitely like they're saying stuff into their, you know, into their like walkie-talkie stuff, and they're trying to keep everybody back. And let me see if I can roll for like them pushing people back.
I'm like, everybody jump, start hugging each other.
They are successfully keeping everybody back, but people are being like, well, man, come on, man. You know, it's like the crowd is into it. But the guards are definitely sort of like keeping everybody back, and they're like they're looking like they're gonna fall back into the.
I motion to Pool and Briggs to slime. Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Run down and slime the.
Pretend you're getting the. We're already halfway through.
You know, I think we should just make this.
That's
true. More convincing.
Pretend you're trying to just slime everybody.
If you guys are on the floor already, it's not impossible.
I'm just gonna hop up on like. Because there's tables and stuff too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like towards the back.
Sure. Yeah. I'm gonna hop up on one of the tables
and just like still grooving.
And I imagine what we do is we start here and we just go out in opposite ways in perfect formation.
Yeah. You've already got the crowd, but if your goal is to get the bouncers, give me your move.
Pretend to just be getting the crowd, but
yeah, definitely get the bouncers.
Yeah, I would say you hit them both, and they don't like it. It's like,
Everyone else is having a good time.
Let's turn that frown upside down.
It's like they don't like it at all. They're gonna disappear back in the doorway and just close the door, and the rest of the crowd's like, oh.
Like that's okay, guys. We're still gonna have a great time. We still haven't slimed the bartender.
You can't. There's a few of them. Bartender, as far as you can tell with the goggles, seems human. The guard's no thanks. It's like the bartender.
Let's not do any property damage here. I just want to keep them motivated and good and keep changing songs and doing mathematical dances.
Okay. Do we want to get through that door now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
And while I'm dancing, I'm gonna make sure that the back of the speaker that has a proton pack is open.
So I'm gonna grab it.
All right, so who's going where and who's staying?
Yes, Pool and I are going in.
I'm already over at the door.
Yeah,
so
we all.
Okay, and Nina, what are you gonna do?
I can go to
go.
Go
with them.
I can stay as well.
LaForge are on stage.
Yeah, if LaForge pops open the back of an amp and I pull out the proton pack as I walk past the other amp, I'm just gonna pop it open.
I don't want to pull it out yet.
I want it ready in case
I need it. Because if I pull out a proton pack, anybody who knows what the Ghostbusters have, know that we're the Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
so I just want to kind of.
Yeah. So, Pool, Briggs, and Nina are gonna go through that door and check out what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say when you get in there, you just sort of slide the door open. You see a long hallway. You see slime footprints of these bouncers.
Do we have walkies? None of us have walkies.
We did not bring walkie-talkies.
No.
But you see that there are like slime boot prints of like where they, because these guys got slime pretty good. You guys did a pretty good job. But you see it's like a long hallway that's like very industrial looking, and it leads to like an elevator, like a one of those cage elevators with the, you know, like the sliding cage thing. And it's someone just got in and it's going down, and you don't see any of the bouncers in there. So you assume the bouncers went and got in that thing and they're going down.
They went down.
Yeah. You guys have your cell phones.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, like,
do not call me.
My cell phone is
like, it's playing the music and it just goes into the Ghostbuster theme ringtone.
Let's everybody walk the dinosaur. They're like, oh shit, that is a good idea.
Okay.
I can't.
Well, we need to, like, if we need to get down.
Yeah, there's too much slime under the floor.
Do you guys have anyone to, like, relay that information back to anyone up on the stage? Like, there's an elevator, like, that's, like.
I can text you.
Yeah.
I also think that couldn't you theoretically get them to leave the club to spread the love to all of Munich?
It's a group of like 100 people.
Might
like
be a point for later in the night.
Well, I kind of.
It's already like this is already like 11:30 midnight. Is like what this is right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So I kind of agree with Briggs though. I mean, we can get everyone out of here if they're off having some crazy happy riot. That's just distracting the cops.
They're not coming here.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of a regular riot. Instead of tipping cars, they actually start fixing cars.
I like the happy riot.
So far, you've had excellent control over this group of people. Like, surprisingly so. Like,
yeah, I get on the mic and I go, "You guys want to go all night?"
And they say yes.
Yeah. So that's
enthusiastic.
For,
yes.
For whatever reason, I just see them slowly transforming into people in my head, two putties from Power Rangers. That's what we're eventually going to use them for.
No. I feel like bad slime can't really hurt them until it gets through what's already on them. So, like, I feel like we're keeping them safe right now, and I think that staying up here would be useful. But actually, if you give me your cell phone, I can.
I'll say that you guys have had, so you can make international calls. It's okay.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah.
I can just shoot text. Like I'm staying up here. Start calling if there's an emergency. I need to get these people out.
Okay.
Because I can get them out in an instant. Like it's not like. Making them leave the club, like I just grab one speaker that's working and go, "Let's take this outside!" Like,
Pool's got a slime pack. brings us a slime pack.
I motion to Walt to bring me one. Because right. I don't have to wear it to hose down the office.
Alright, does anybody have like a PKE in their pocket, you know? Like,
I didn't need to get a PKE.
No, I don't. I got echo arrows. Well, I mean, I'm gonna have a proton pack nearby. I just need a slime blower so I can keep it going.
Okay. That's up to you guys. Yeah.
I'm gonna distract the audience by putting my goggles down in front of my face and stretching the mic cord. I'm gonna walk down in the middle of the party along with them.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Everybody on me!
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody on me!
So they can't do anything to me. They can't do anything to me.
Okay, so we got proton pack, slime blower, dark matter generator.
Yep. I'm gonna shotgun some demons.
Okay, then you guys are gonna head down that hallway. Meanwhile, the Forge is just actually having fun.
So. Yeah, the idea is to just keep everybody as a big group where nobody can get to me.
Okay,
and making sure they're all distracted.
Okay, so you guys in your rock and roll disguises, I guess. You know, I assume Pool's got the boots. You got the boots. Yeah. So, you guys go. You open that door. You head down the hallway. There's the elevator. So you're gonna go to the elevator.
Yep.
You go to the elevator. There's only one other place that it goes, and it's down. There's only like this floor and another floor.
Okay. Right. Where do we go from here?
Go down.
Where does the elevator go? It goes down. So you get in, close the gate, push the button, whatever. It's gonna go down. It's not just one floor. It feels like maybe two or three actually. You get down to the bottom. You open the gate. It's like a small, like little. Room, like a little waiting room sort of thing. There's no seats or anything like that. There's a stool for what maybe there would normally be a bouncer there, but there's another set of double doors that you can hear some music behind that seems to lead into like another club.
I take it that door is locked.
Do you want to go test it?
Yeah.
The door's unlocked.
Shotgun it down.
I'm going to flick my proton pack on.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess I'm ready with the dark matter generator, and I'll just open the door very carefully.
You push the door open. The door opens. You hear music coming through. Not as loud as it was upstairs. You open these doors.
We get to the real party.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like. It's like you open these doors, and it's like another smaller club with like maybe 20 people in it. But when you got your goggles on...
How much room is in that club?
What do you mean, how much room is in the club?
Like, is it filled?
Is it currently filled with capacity?
Oh, God. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, no. It's not the same size as the one upstairs. It's much smaller. This is like a private sort of VIP.
It can have a few more people.
Are the bouncers there? Did they go there?
I'll explain. You got your goggles on. Everybody that's in here is glowing.
Oh, they're having a good time.
There is like some thumping club music playing, but everybody is very chilled out. Everyone is very chilled out.
This is the opposite of the Cult of Veritas is going on.
This is like the very relaxed. Everyone's like sort of sprawled out on like couches.
It's
and
like
stuff.
An opium den.
It's more like an opium den, less like the club upstairs.
Yeah,
everyone in here is glowing like really strongly.
But they're all humans, as far as we can tell.
They on the exterior. If you lift up your goggles, they look human. But you put it down, they don't look human under the goggles.
But Briggs is human underneath the glowing.
So he looks different. Like if you're the glowing that's you that's on Briggs. Like if you guys looked at Briggs, he's got like a glowing all outside of him.
He's like a nightmare.
Yeah. He's like a glow. He's like glowing like outside of him. You can still see Briggs underneath it, but it's like this weird glowing aura that's all around. It's very bright.
I just put my hand.
Every one of the people in the club. They're like glowing on the inside.
I know I'm not down there. I'm just
what
curious.
Do they look like through the goggles?
Through the goggles, they just look like they don't look like monsters through the goggles. Like, but you literally just open the door and you just see a room of glowing people, but not like how Briggs was. Yeah. And I'll say, but you also you see bouncer, you see the bouncers that were covered in slime, mm-hmm. like running, not like panicked running, but like running like, oh god, get it off me, sort of thing, off to like a sort of like back around a corner into like a back VIP room area. This place is much smaller than this upstairs club, so like you can easily see where they go.
So these aren't people who are possessed. You can tell that because people who are possessed.
These are not people who are possessed.
Okay,
so, gentlemen, we have found the lion's den, and I think it is time to go and knock him.
I text him, found the real party, 20 plus demons.
So when you guys open that door, you got a quick peek. Are you just gonna close the door again, hope nobody sees you?
Yeah.
Just back into
the little atrium.
Okay.
Guys, I have a shotgun.
Hold on.
Just, no, give me your phone.
When you've got a hammer, every problem starts to look like a nail. Like,
I grab the phone from Pool. I go, LaForge, bring the party.
It's like, oh, it's been brought.
No.
This is why I was laughing, because as soon as she said this, I was like, well.
I say, hey, everybody.
I think there's a bunch of squares that need a bit more happiness in their life. What do you think? Would you believe that they're in this very club right now, having a party that's not as fun as our party?
You're starting to lose a couple of them as far as their English right, comprehension is concerned.
And I'll be like, there's people in this building not having as much fun as we are. Mm-hmm. Let's go bring them a party.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, and I attach an extension corded speaker that has the proton pack in it. I put on the slime blower, on like wear it like a tank, okay, instead of just dragging it around the stage.
Okay.
I got the mobile thing, and I just start dragging the speaker with the party. Be like, somebody open that door! And then we
can. All right, you can start. So you lead them to the elevator.
And yeah, and I say, we're going to go down in teams.
The elevator holds like five people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wait for me at the bottom. We're gonna do double. We're going to put 10 people in at a time.
So you just start loading people down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going down first? Or are you going
to go finally be that guy you wanted to be in Japan, the one that pushes people in.
That would be the best job in the world.
An elevator crammer.
So we start bringing people down there in shifts.
Okay, yeah. You start bringing people down. I'll say like the first five people get
down
there.
As they come in, we gather them with us. We're like, shh.
Like we're getting ready for a surprise.
We start doing the raising the roof motion.
And then, yeah.
So when, I'm assuming, do we all get down there?
You talk about 100 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, this like little room probably only holds like 15 people.
Well, is there an alternative to the elevator or the stairs?
No, just the elevator.
So we're gonna pack that little room as full as possible.
Okay.
So where it's just like, people were really uncomfortable.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And then
they would be if they weren't.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna turn the speaker off, and I'm everybody who's still there with me, which is let's say like 80 people. Like we put 20 people down in that room.
Okay.
With them, I'm gonna say, you guys, got to take the party out into the streets.
Okay.
Yes. Just to reinvigorate them. Mm-hmm. Just be like, yeah, let's do it. You guys got to go out in the streets. You got to spread the message. Dance down the streets. Which one of you got cell phones? Crank the thing. If you got a car with a speaker. Put on the music. Keep the message
everybody
going,
dancing.
Man. Let's keep it going.
Ghost died.
13 and a ghost.
Yeah, everyone else is just like, yeah. And so they just like they're pumped. They just go outside, just taking it out to the street. They're gonna start blasting.
All the bartenders are like, you didn't pay your tabs.
basically, yeah. The bartender's gonna be like, he'll you won't hear it, but he'll say it to you in German. He's like, what? Asshole! It's like, we're in the business! It's like, you just drove away all of our customers! But you just hear him yelling. But you're down in the hallway. So yeah, they're all
I take the speaker with the plug,
uh-huh,
and I plug it in downstairs.
So you're gonna go in the elevator and go downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I plug it in, and I say, help me, I'm gonna take the proton pack out. Mm-hmm.
You got your blower on, so I'm
blowing. Yeah, okay, yeah. And I'm gonna, and then say, when I say go, everybody's gonna run through this door, and they're gonna get the party they never expected.
Fact.
So, what's a good song?
Should we throw one of our party grenades?
Yeah, I think a party grenade.
As they charge in, just like maybe the
moment before.
Yeah.
Let's do a running into the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Running into the 90s. Okay. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to blast it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going to throw the grenade. And we go, you'll know when the party's about to start. When you hear the bang, go in.
I go ahead and take one of my grenades, mm-hmm, click the button, open the door, and arch it so that it goes off.
Into like the center or whatever.
At the ceiling, and it's going to rain down.
Give me a move.
11 and a ghost.
You put it in your mouth.
What are we doing, guys?
With 11...
You guys look, I'm a slime dragon.
I'll say with an 11 and a ghost, you throw it and it arcs, but it just goes behind the bar. So it's like, it just basically lands behind the bar.
This one demonic bartender, like with his arched eyebrows, is like polishing a glass like, ah, it's a great day. What is that?
So basically, what would have been like a complete 360 scatter of slime is more of just like a column of slime that just comes straight up. Definitely covers the bartender. Definitely causes a weird reaction.
I imagine he just hits the ceiling.
And then you're gonna. Hey, what's that? You're gonna see, and then at this point, like, go, everybody! You start.
I still have the microphone. I'm like, party jam!
this is just gonna be. See, yeah, you cover at least 10, and they're just gonna fall to the ground and just be like, wow, like the bouncers from before. They come back out. They're still like burning with the slime, but they're a little bit more under control or whatever. And they just see all this chaos and they're just like yelling like, "Everyone get the fuck out!" You know, like they're just yelling really, but no one's listening.
And I've got my goggles on. I know this guy is not a human, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I introduce him to Bessie? I want to call this the dark.
Yeah, let's call it Black Baby.
Because when you fire it, it is like black confetti. Basically,
yeah, I'm saying,
what it looks
but,
like.
But it
this
looks
is a t-shirt
like,
cannon.
Listen. It looks like confetti.
Yeah.
We're throwing a party.
You wouldn't want to hit a person with it.
No. You wouldn't. But I get the microphone, and I go, "It's everybody here for the party cannon." And then I point at Briggs. I was like, "This guy's not having a good time."
With 16, you know, you just sort of slide up and everyone's like, "Yeah, party cannon! You just get right in front of this guy and just a complete cone shotgun effect rips through this guy and he just burns as ashes and falls on the ground in a pile of dust.
Effective! And I'll say, "How's everybody like the special effects we got going at this party?"
You need to bluff on that one.
Because otherwise everyone just...
Everyone's a little. The people up front who saw it are kind of like, "What?"
It's like let's hear it for the bad time extras. Basically, I just want them to think it's all a big show. It's
right,
a
right.
Show.
I got you. Pretty good.
38-39.
It works. I mean, you can imagine. It's like the people who were worried are kind of like, "Oh, okay, yeah." Like, they're just, right. they're okay.
There's a party happening around us while we are fighting vampires.
So one of the bouncers ran out from the door and got slimed.
Yeah, the other one is still there.
Okay, the door, is it slightly cracked open?
Yeah.
Okay, does it open towards me or away from me?
It opens away.
The goal of my roll is I want to slime tether the bouncer in the face and then shoot the other side of the tether into the darkness behind him.
The first part sticks to his face and then so successful, and then you aim in the crack between the door behind it and right in between the crack. Sticks to something and it's racked full of this guy. Face first, like clawing at it, trying to get it off of him. But
the party's moving itself, everybody.
he will be pulled through the door into the darkness. There.
Cool.
Well, I want to run in there, find him in the darkness. Is what I want to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll just say that you just walk in there. You guys are behind him. I'm guessing, just you know, still.
Yeah, we're dancing our way in.
Yeah.
But when you step in, is Josh going to be... Are you going to go right behind him, I guess?
No, so if he's going to lead the way, I'm going to back off a little bit, but still, like, keep people moving.
Okay. When you go in there, you just see that it's, like, a quieter VIP section.
Because there's still demons in the room that we're leaving.
Yeah.
I just want to take care of this guy.
Some of them are even trying to leave. Like, they're freaking out. They're trying to, like, leave through the elevator door and stuff.
I just want to take care of this guy, because he could be a problem.
When you get inside that room, you see it's small rooms. It's lit by some candles and stuff like that. And you see the bouncer is like being pulled up against the wall, basically.
Yeah.
But he has two other bouncers like around him trying to peel the thing off of his face.
Sorry.
You see two other bouncers with their backs against the wall, and you see another gentleman sitting like in the center of a couch with a few other people. I would say probably a grand total of guy in the center, two people on each side, two bouncers behind him against the wall. Bouncer with his face stuck against the wall, and two bouncers helping that guy.
So, eight people.
Yeah. So, I want to approach the clustered bouncer group.
Uh-huh.
And I put Black Baby so that I get all three of them.
Just get close, yeah. Because they don't even really see you approaching quite right away because of,
Yeah. And I
drop the wub.
I'm going to turn them into confetti dust.
This silence offends Slaanesh.
Thinks she'll get out now.
You interrupt?
And as Josh is saying that...
Mm-hmm. He's gonna just fire on all three of them?
Yeah.
Because they're close together. They're actively trying to peel this thing off.
These vampires have really bad, like...
Situational awareness.
Yeah.
there's chaos happening outside, and they're all trying to figure out what to do.
I'll use two brownie points. Just, I want to kill all three of them with one go. I don't know if I can, but I'm gonna try.
All three.
Oh.
What a shitty roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to count it. It's really easy to count that.
it's a low number.
It's nine and a ghost.
The three of them, like, there's one guy with his back to you as he's trying to peel the slime off the one bouncer's face. You nail that guy in the back, and he just falls down into dust, just disintegrates. The guy with the stuff on his face, I'll say it takes out, like, his arm. His arm is, like, terribly damaged, like, terribly burned. It's, like, turning to a crisp. It might fall off. And the other bouncer is still there, and he just looks up and he sees you, and he's gonna make a move in a minute. So, this guy, he's like, he sees that you just shot basically to the vampire bouncers. He's going to like fly leap from where he is and just tackle you to the ground and pin you down. So he's got you down on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you were not going anywhere. And he's going to start speaking in German, just yelling to like some of the people in the room and everything like that.
What is closest to me? What can I mean?
There's a couple vampires trying to leave. The people are just partying, going crazy. They're not aware that there's a problem.
Vampires
they don't think
trying to leave. Which way are they going?
They're going away.
Back to the back to the elevator.
Okay, I can cut them off there, I guess.
If you want to just cut into a few of them, you could.
Yeah,
you could.
Cut them off.
Yeah. So I'd say maybe a couple have already left the room.
Because, I mean, she could fire bows on dart into
that.
Into you the atrium.
Yeah. All you're really attempting to do is just sort of push that door open and fire a boson dart really quick. It's just like, okay, with the button that was the boson dart, you push the door open, you see some vampires like trying to squeeze onto the elevator. it just goes into the elevator, just blows up, and then they're
like proton torpedo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically the proton torpedo. It hits them, it hits some of these, I'll say there's two of them, it hits the two vampires that are in there, and they're gonna fall to the ground. Like, they don't turn into dust. But they definitely fall to the ground, burnt, and just like completely, like a grenade went off next to a person. Is like how it is. It's bad.
So it's like the inside of the hallway in Akira inside that elevator.
Yes.
Just, yeah. And then, by the way, everybody give a round of applause to these amazing actors.
So I imagine at this point everyone's like the vampires are totally confused, have no idea what's going on.
They're trying to leave. Yeah, they're
everyone's
kind
of trying to get up. And I just reach over, like I'm gonna help one of them stand up, and like I'm grabbing his hand to help
a
him
vampire?
Stand up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as he stands up, I'm just gonna put the pistol under his chin.
You're like, hey man, you grab this dude's hand to like pull him up like off the ground or whatever, and he looks at you like, wait a minute, you weren't in here, you got a thing, what is this? And it just, like, under his chin, proton pistol, it just goes through his skull, he turns to dust and falls down. Like,
I just imagine pool scenario, you ain't no Valentine.
You ain't no Daisy at all. So, alright, well.
Alright. Is the door to the other, to the smaller VIP room still open?
I'll say it's open now because Briggs jumped in there and kind of just like pushed
imagine
it open.
Imagine I'm kicking around the ground like losing because he's choking me to death or something.
Yeah. He's not choking you to death, but he definitely has you down. Like, this is all happening in a matter of moments.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
You
literally just saw Briggs run in there, and that's it.
Alright. I'm gonna unhook a slime grenade. Oh my God. And just slam in the hole. Just
in the room with Briggs?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's already underneath the vampire.
Yeah. He doesn't know that, though.
Like, I don't, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen to Briggs? He could knock,
I'm gonna
knocked
yell,
down.
I'm going to yell it, too, when he yells, slam in the hole, and just chuck it.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, goo party in the VIP room!
The worst that could happen is he gets a concussion, you know? You throw a slime grenade in. Josh is up front, so he just hears you shout, you know, fire in the hole, and, like, your grenade goes in. Goo fly out. Meanwhile, from Adam's perspective, you know, you got this guy like on top of you. You're looking up at him. You can see like this guy's on top of you. This back and the back of his head all starts smoking and he's in pain. He like growls in pain from like the pain of being hit, but he's still on top of you. People that are on the couch say something to him in German or whatever. This guy's gonna pick you up and he's like still burning. Like he's like gritting his teeth very much in pain or whatever. He's gonna pick you up and then take you over to the couch or whatever. And there's like some slime on everybody. Everyone's trying to like wipe it off because it's burning them. But the one main guy who's sitting there, you can recognize as the guy you saw in the sewers. And he's gonna say something really quick, like for the other bouncers that are still in this room. I think there's at least the one guy still has his face tethered to the wall, which I'll go over that in a second to see if he gets free. You still have at least four bouncers in this room, not including any of the guests. But he says something to him. The two bouncers behind him are gonna make their way to the door, and they're gonna flip open their coats and they're gonna pull out Uzis.
Okay. I think it's about time we get these humans out of here. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if this guy gets loose from the slime tether. So like the one guy's face is tethered. He's gonna pop his face off the thing. He's free of it.
There's one good arm.
The other two ones that were behind, they're gonna move to the door and they're gonna try to close the door.
So, but I know he's away from the door.
Yeah.
And I know that the bouncers that close the door have Uzis.
But yeah, if you were looking, you would have seen them. So I'll say yes.
Okay. I go, hey everybody, get against the back wall, form a party line. And when they do, I'm gonna boson dart the door.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my face down and I'm gonna curl up and go ready to drop the beat and I'll just say random morning DJ
party, yeah,
crap.
Yeah.
just three dog from everybody drop the beat.
Yeah, you hit the door, and the door just like splinters open and it knocks these vampires back, just like
and I go, woo!
You didn't, like, knock them out, but you definitely, that door is gone. Like, the door is basically
It's basically
gone.
like I put a plastic explosive against it.
Yeah, like a breach. You basically breached that door.
And their ears are bleeding.
Yeah. Normally you'd be going to Briggs, but Briggs... I'll just deal with your situation.
Yeah.
Okay, you see the guy that was in the sewers from before?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's looking like he's in charge. Hard to explain, because there's a lot of chaos going on. But in the chaos, he's going to get up, and he's, like, going to be looking at you really carefully. And then he's going to grab your arm. And he's going to pick up your hand. He's going to rip off the glove. And he's going to see that you have the ring on.
There you go. That's nice, isn't it?
I'm married, bro. Sorry.
It's like a special lady gave that to me.
Only I had her number.
Yeah.
Or remembered her name.
If only I'll ever get to see her again, because it feels like I'm about to die.
So he sees the ring on your hand, and he's going to get very angry.
Oh.
He's like confused and angry and just shouting and very accusatory and stuff like that. In the time it takes for that to happen, I'm just gonna move over.
Hey guys, I'm about to be murdered. Save me.
Well, we're about to be murdered.
Uzi's like his actual gun's pointed at them. Okay, well look. Okay, so because of the time they're taking, I'm gonna say the guards that are like the up front with the Uzis or whatever, and when he's looking at your hand with the ring or whatever, he's gonna shout. He's like angry at you. But when he's done being angry at you, because he realizes you don't understand what he's saying anyway, he's going to shout something else at the guards, and the guards are going to aim up at the ceiling, just open fire at the ceiling to scare everybody away. Everyone kind of freaks out. Like, they've seen you guys cut down some vampires and stuff. A few people are really just going to, like, see guns and hear, like, gunfire, and they're going to flat out leave. Four people stay. It's like...
Okay.
Everyone else freaks out. But the four people who are there are just so into it. Like
these are our diehards.
No, they're the...
They're like, I want to die doing this.
Yeah. Like, they're just like so in their own world that you have created.
They're going to be so sad when they find out we're not a real band.
Yeah.
We don't have
like,
merch.
Tomorrow they're going to wake up and be like, dude, we got to look up the Glue Man group. Yeah. And they get on the computer and there's just nothing.
Nothing.
Like, did we imagine it? Were we high?
Even the people that left won't know why. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Well, this is the best party of my life. What's happening?
Four people. Die hard or staying. Like,
the rest of them are frantically trying to get in the elevator.
Well, the rest of them are just like, I think maybe it's time we should leave. Like,
yeah,
like
they're confused, scared.
It was a good convince, so they're just like, I think maybe we should probably tone it down a little bit.
Like maybe they're like still chill, but those guys are definitely not that into the party, so we'll just take them back upstairs. You know, it's
we just need to.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, that's alright.
Ask Alicia, like, look, we need merchandise. We need to get on this quick.
Vampires are pointing Uzis at us. You're being, you know,
interrogated
by...
Probably killed.
So I'm just going to pull my phone and just text, need merch.
Like, Goo Man Group is going.
I survived Goo Man Group, and all I got was a stupid t-shirt.
Goo Man Group, huge success. Need more merch. Yeah, okay. I'll just say that you hear a voice, which Briggs, you know, is the main vampire guy. He's got you by the hand. And he's gonna, since it gets a little quiet at this point because everyone's kind of left and people who have left are already gone. So he's got you by the hand, and he's like looking at you, but he's gonna shout out, Ghostbusters, come in here. Slowly.
Don't be reckless and random and just.
Oh, don't be you.
Don't be Briggs.
He's like, very slowly, put your weapons down and step inside.
The candle
back. He says, very slowly, put your weapons down. No one else needs to die.
Our only weapon is music, brother.
It's like, I don't drop characters in DVD commentary.
How does he know we're the Ghostbusters?
Do you want to talk to him?
Well, no, but like, how does he, like, what?
Well, sell the equipment.
Did he say, oh yeah.
He sees your equipment.
That's okay. I'll say, well, you know, if we drop our weapons, you kill all of us. If we kill you, you kill our friend. How about no? I don't trust the word of no blood sucking freak.
I'm just saying that's what he says.
I says that sounds cute. Why don't you instead explain why we shouldn't just roast all of you and take our chances?
He's gonna shout this out. He's like, because he's still got Briggs in here. He's like, we're gonna leave, and we're gonna take him with us.
Mm.
And if you let us go, we'll let you go.
Mm.
No deal. Let him go, and explain to us why we don't roast you. We have the upper hand. We outgun you considerably. So,
you don't have proton packs and everything else.
It's like we have the tools to dismantle you.
We have the talent.
Right, and we have the talent. Our friend is in mortal danger right now, but if he leaves with you, he's still in mortal danger. No deal.
He's like almost enjoying it. He's just like, then we're at an impasse. So,
no, I want to whisper. I'm like, hey, why are you mad at me for this ring? What ring? What is this? Because now I'm curious. What does this interest you? How does this interest you?
He says it's his.
It's yours. Oh, good. So, how do I take it off?
Either you go with us and I can take it off of you and I can let you live, or we have to kill you now and I take it from you now.
I don't like either of those.
I think the ring adds a certain, you know, class.
The class to Briggs's out.
I mean, I am a class 6.
That's true. It does add class.
That's a very measurable amount of class.
I would rather die here knowing my friends would kill you than go with you not knowing I'll die and not knowing if they will get this back whatever nefarious purpose you use it for.
He's kind of seen that you're still on like their team. You're not going to cave. He's going to let go of your hand. He's going to look to the guards at the door.
Yeah.
He's going to say something in German.
Hey guys.
He's gonna give a command. He's gonna give a command to those guys, and he's gonna attempt to become Green Smoke Guy version of himself. For like before, like when he was going, when you're in the channel.
Right. Oh, it's the same guy.
This is the guy who was in the channel. This is the guy who was in the French sewers.
Oh, cool.
This is of course you don't see that, but you're but Briggs does. Briggs knows. He issues an order and then turns into like green smoke, and he's gonna go through an air vent and he's gone. Now, Nina, you heard that guy say to the two guards with Uzis in German, kill them all. So do you want to just sort of keep that to yourself, or do you want to tell them they should do something?
Well, I'm going to yell, everybody out!
It's like, is everybody out?
I should be like, now guys, I don't think, and I'm just going to bose on dart. I don't think this,
bam! All right, so I'll say, this is the events that happened or whatever. Now, you fire bose on dart, it hits both of them. You know, like, they fall down, like, they might spray, of some of the fire or whatever, but they fall to the ground, not, like, piles of dust or whatever, but, like severely mangled, chest open, you know, gross vampire-ish things. They're not getting up.
Okay. And then I just move to charge in.
Okay. Inside. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna see the one guard who's holding Briggs realizes that this, you know, you guys have just destroyed these two guys at the front door, so he's gonna turn around, he's gonna use Briggs as a human shield. But if you go into the room, you just basically see one vampire with a messed up arm not doing anything, just sort of like, you know, he's
and one
realizes
guy,
he's in deep shit, and one guy is like using Briggs as a human shield.
Hold on, I'm gonna walk in like Bruce Willis at the end of Fifth Element. Mm-hmm. And I'm
Anyone
going
else
to
negotiate.
And I'm gonna put the gun right up, like just and fire right at the guy, the vampire's head, who's holding Briggs.
Yeah, you move in quickly, like in slow motion. LaForge takes a knee. You come up behind, raising the pistol up, and you fire, and just straight, like right past Briggs's head, just hits the guy right behind.
Gary Busey in Point Break style.
Yeah, yeah. It goes through that guy's skull. He turns to dust, falls to the ground, and Briggs is standing there like. Like, happy you did it, but kind of mad you took the risk.
When that guy drops, I look to the other vampire and go, I got a feeling you don't want to die tonight.
he's like, 9.
So all we have left, the only vampire left is the guy with the
messed up arm.
The vampire with the messed up arm is left, but you have got like 4 girls on the couch.
Are they
they're vampires.
We should question all 5 of these vampires.
I think we should kill all but one.
I should.
They're vampires. I don't know.
The two guys that get hit by the boson dart, are they still?
They're not getting up.
They're not getting up.
They're on the ground. They're not dead, but they're bad.
Well, I'm just gonna walk.
I'm just gonna make sure.
You want to kick the guns away at least to make sure.
No, I'm gonna walk.
Execution style.
Oh, you're gonna finish them. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's taken up. Okay, yeah, you take them out. They're done. The last guy is left with the messed up arm. This was the guy with the stuff on his face. So he's
right.
just
Chris Hansen stuff. Why don't you have a seat?
Have a seat right over there. Do you want to have him take a seat? This is like,
yeah.
I'm just...
just let you have a seat right over there.
Have a seat right over there. He's going to back up and just sit on the couch between these 4 ladies, who are terrified as well, but they're all vampires. If you look around, there's a lot of incriminating evidence of, like, glasses of blood and things, you know, like, laying around. So it's... They weren't good vampires. You know what I mean?
Any human remains?
You don't see any skeletons.
Why am I arguing about this? I roast them all. I roast all of them except for the guy with the arm. I unzip their heads from their bodies. Ladies, scram.
it's like, ladies, you might want to leave, and as they leave, in the back.
I don't want to treat them like people. They're not even animals. They're
walking corpses.
They're supernatural abominations, and we're going to make them evaporate and return to people.
Okay, like that. I just say, okay, you guys can leave, and then as they do, just one by one, let's go.
I'll make a roll for that because they're like, you know, it's messed up. Anyway, this guy's the only guy left on the couch, and you guys are in there.
So what's your master's name?
So Nina will translate. He's his Danic.
Danic.
Danic Leos.
Do you vampires start off as humans?
I was a human once, yes.
Okay. Did your physical body die and now this is what you are?
This was my physical body, but yes, my
I say,
body is dead.
Where are the other Ghostbusters?
He says he doesn't know.
Says, did you see the other Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay. Will your boss know where they are?
Yes.
Why is your boss so interested in this ring? And he said it was his.
He's emphatic that he doesn't know what he means by the ring, but he just basically says that Danic came into town, into different clubs, and this guy was just a patron of a club one night. Some ladies came, they took him away, he got bit, and he had the choice of either dying or working for Danic, and he chose to work for Danic.
Say, well, you have that choice again. So, you could either cease existing now, or you could put your talents to work for the Ghostbusters and help us find the European Ghostbusters. If you aid us in that, we will let you go.
He's conflicted, but it sounds good. So, he's what do you need from me?
Well, I don't know the questions that I need to ask right now, but we will come up with some.
Where does your boss have a hangout, hideout, someplace he lives?
He goes from, club to club. He's been everywhere from Germany to England, all over, trying to get more people to work for him like me.
Okay. Are you aware of the painting that's on the top floor?
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. When we look around with the PKE goggles, does it seem like the source of that PKE energy stems from anywhere in here? Black slime?
The black slime seems to still be in the walls. That's at least enough for you to hypothesize that maybe the black slime, because you can't see through the black slime.
Right. So
the black slime is more of like a psychokinetic shield that would protect it from being seen from other forces, in other words.
This hangout itself was what was being hidden.
Yeah, it seems that way. That could fit into your hypothesis very much so.
Okay. And from whom?
Besides...
Yeah, who is Danic afraid of other than the Ghostbusters?
Because, if anything, this type of shield would only draw our attention.
Yeah, this would...
There has to be something.
It draws us to you, but what does this hide you from? Like, who is Danic afraid of?
It's like, so who's Danic afraid of?
Yeah. Does the name Niamas ring a bell to you?
He says no.
Okay.
What does Danic have on the owner of the club? Like, why does he work with you? Is he affiliated in any way?
He was going to sire him in.
Okay.
Make him a vampire. Okay, well, I say we seal that vent. and bring, what's your name? What's the guy's name?
His name is Ralph.
Ralph. I'm like, all right, Ralph.
It was spelled R-A-L-F.
What kind of accommodations do you need to survive? What do you need? Do you need a coffin to sleep in during the daytime?
No. He says, I just don't. I can't be outside in the day, and to sustain me for a long time, I'll need blood. But
does that be human blood?
No. he's like, oh yes, it must be. Then it's
because we can go down to the butcher and get a bucket of sheep's
right.
blood.
Right. He's like, if you mention getting sheep's blood or chicken's blood, he's just like, yeah.
It's not a good enough vintage for you.
he's not gonna argue with you,
I don't think I like this.
He won't argue with you, but yeah.
So yeah, I'll say, all right, you come with us.
He's wary. Maybe. So do you want to start making your way out at this point?
Yeah, let's make our way out.
Okay, as you start making your way out, you're gonna go to that little room where it leads to the elevator. All of you would have to squeeze really close in order to all fit on the elevator because it's you guys, Nina, and this vampire bouncer. But you squeeze in there really close. You hit the button to go up. But the door is closed, but the elevator doesn't move. And you hear like a weird rumbling, like mechanical noise. And you see black slime start to spill from like air vents that are along the ground inside that little room that leads into the club and into the elevator.
Like, all right, guys, time to move. I take the proton pack and I use it like a cutting torch and just to destroy the top of this elevator.
Okay, Ralph. He sees this and the black slime. He knows what this is or whatever. And he sees that you guys clearly you can't be around the black slime. He knows this.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want it to hide. So he just says, "There's another way." So he's gonna go over to the gate of the elevator door, and he's just gonna pry it open. Just snaps it open.
Even with a bad arm, what a badass.
Yeah, it hurts him. No, he does have to strain because whatever. But he's gonna pry it open, and he's gonna say, "Come on," to follow him. And he's gonna he's trying to with his shoes kind of kick a clear path, but you can spray a path. But he's showing you quickly because he knows that it's not gonna be very long, whatever. So, you know, assuming you're going to want to call him. So he's going to start waving you guys down. He goes to, like, an area behind the bar, and he's going to, like reach behind, like, the shelf that holds all the liquor and stuff. He's going to, like, press a hidden button. It's going to slide open, and it's going to be a dark, like, sort of escape passageway that's maybe, like, 4 feet, 4.5 feet, or whatever. That he's going to just wave you guys in to go through. So if you got your goggles on, you can see it goes for a little while, but it seems like there's no slime in there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And again, just assuming you're following.
Lead the way.
Yeah, we just go.
He goes until he gets to like a large air vent, and he kicks down the air vent, just flies off or whatever, because he's a vampire, you know, just kicks. He leads you into like a underground parking garage, and there's a bunch of different fancy cars that are there or whatever, and he starts waving you down or whatever, and you're going to see that behind you there's a little bit of black slime that's coming, you know, it's starting to fill up or whatever, but you guys get out of the air vent in time with Nina and everything, and he's like weaving through some of these fancier cars, and you see a car parked off in the corner.
So it's like an underground parking garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys see this parked in the corner.
Shit, yes!
That is, for those who don't know, that's a Humvee.
That's an H1 Humvee with Ghostbusters equipment all over it, with the international Ghostbusters symbol on the side.
And I go,
So definitely you guys load this thing up.
Take that shit, Felicia Silver.
Ralph hops in the back. You guys all get in. You can see black slime spilling into the parking garage, surrounding some of the tires of the other cars. You do see the ramp that leads up. Is Briggs driving?
Yes.
Briggs.
Yes. Of course he's driving.
You start her up, and you drive out, and like you just go through. There's like an armed gate or whatever. I'm sure he's going to drive right through this car.
It's got a brush guard.
Yeah, so it's on it for a reason. It's an H1 Hummer. Oh no, the arm's down. I don't want to scratch the car.
I stand up out of the turret with the giant proton.
They can drive through walls.
Yeah, so I mean, you'll just drive out onto the street. As you're leaving, in your rearview mirror, the black slime starts floating up that entire parking garage or whatever. You pull out onto the street, your van is still there. People are partying, they're running around. People have kind of dispersed, but yeah. But so you're out. You're out of it.
Is there a hole in the roof, like the turret? Like
there is a hole in the roof, and there is like a turret, but it's, you know, it looks like proton slime.
But I can stand
you can hop
up out
of it. Yeah.
I'm gonna say, who needs another dose of goo?
There's a few people. I'll say there's like 30 people.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm gonna hose them all down. Again.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna hop out.
All right. So you get in the van. You're gonna drive the van back.
Yeah, I guess I'll drive the van back.
Okay. So yeah, you're gonna drive back to Pool of Veritas?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, you get back, you cut, you know, covered in slime and like all the other
our
stuff.
Our makeup and stuff is falling off.
Yeah.
Do they have a garage?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, remember we took that into it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're gonna park
there. The Geist 2?
Yeah, like, Geist 2. So we put that there and so I guess we're good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take Ralph inside, one of us stay with him. I guess I'll stay with him. Pistol still kind of on him.
Okay.
Has Mr. Book found anything in the diary?
Vampires can repair themselves. They will heal faster than humans. Depends on how bad the injury is. if you were to bring up the, like, what about severing an arm? An arm would grow back. He says that vampires are basically, the way they're different from, like, what maybe from what lore would lead you to believe, they are, in fact, dead bodies. They are dead. They're not, like, you know, some weird possession of some kind. You die. And depending on what level of vampire you are, because there's different levels, you know, you could be supreme vampire and lower, you may still retain your memory because that's stored in your brain. They're different from ectoplasmic ghosts because of because you guys have given him information about ghostbusting anyway. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, they're different from like ectoplasmic ghosts because ectoplasmic is like electronically, like with the electron charge, so that's why you can trap it, you know, you can grab it or whatever. Vampires, you can't really trap a vampire because it is biological, even though it is dead. Because the stuff that's moving through it, like it's almost like a vampire virus is basically what makes you go crazy or whatever, become a vampire. Other than that, is there anything else, any specifics that you want to know?
Does it say anything about the origin of vampires?
Speculation on Van Helsing's part, nothing concrete, he doesn't know for sure.
Alright. We're still looking for the European Ghostbusters, we got their vehicle.
Do you want to examine the vehicle?
Yes.
There's like nothing that leads you to believe there was a struggle, there's no extra equipment lying in it. Batteries are full of things. There is a mobile containment unit in it, but it's empty. There's nothing in it. You do notice that there is a GPS device in there. So on the GPS inside, the last saved location that was visited was the United Nations building in Vienna.
Going to Austria.
are we keeping Ralph?
Beanie Minis. We told him we'd let him go if he helped us, but he hasn't had a chance to really help us.
He hasn't really done anything yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, so it's up to you guys, basically, at this point.
He can't be outside. He can sleep in the back of the
car. I don't expect him to do anything more than suddenly and inevitably betray us.
Yeah, but that's fun. So I can take that risk. He's a shambling corpse. Who cares?
So what would you? But I mean, as far as like Ralph right now, would you like to talk to him, or you want to just like say lock him in a room and be like, what do you?
Or we say like, you ever been to Vienna?
He says no. He says he's never been.
I'm like, oh well, I guess you're gonna be a more worldly vampire.
All right.
Because in daylight, we just throw a tarp over him in the back. Like, you know, it's...
Is there any place in this safe house where we would find some place to lock him up that would be secure?
Yeah, I guess considering it's a cult of Veritas, they probably would have a panic room.
We can say, hey, look, we're going to keep you here. We're having questions related to you. I'm sure we've got some contacts in a blood bank. If you give us the information that's helpful, we'll reward you with human blood.
He doesn't like his predicament, but he's going along with it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, does human blood just taste better?
Are you asking him?
Yeah, I'm curious. Now I just need to know.
Yes! It's like as if it's a dumb question. He's just like,
does that make you a little weird and gross? I mean...
No! It's like, he's just completely...
Do you miss pizza?
Spaghetti and meatballs, subs, do you miss that sort of stuff?
He just shakes his head. He's just like, he thinks he's acting like these are just he's not sure why he'd be asking. It's like, he doesn't know, he's like, when Josh was all like, we're gonna ask you some questions. You're gonna be honest, we'll give you some.
Do you miss eating hot dogs?
Do you miss hot dogs? What about beer? Do you miss beer? You know, it's just like, he's just like, no, he's confused. He thought you were gonna be asking some very serious questions.
Look, I'm right now, I nearly got killed.
Look, these are questions for science, right?
It's like, we wanna learn more about you.
So he's like, no, I don't.
Alright, then, I guess last thing is, I'm gonna ring up New York and give them the rundown.
Tell them we have another new friend.
And let them know that we currently have a vampire in our custody.
Have we told them that I'm a class 6 now? I don't think we have.
Yeah, we should pass that info on.
Yeah.
Based on the ring that he's wearing, he's a class 6.
Okay. All right. They'll
let him know about the vampire.
You tell them you got a vampire, then that you blew them apart, and you turn them into dust and everything. Egon goes, "That's great. Save a sample for me."
Oh, we got a pretty good sample.
And the ring belonged to this vampire. What was his name again?
Danik.
Danik
Leos.
Okay, they say they'll run his name through the occult reference net, try and figure out if there's anything that ties to that, maybe anything that ties to a ring, and they will talk to you hopefully by tomorrow if they find anything.
Okay, and I guess let them know that our plan is to move on to
Vienna.
Okay. All right. In that case, if you're just gonna get some sleep and then head out the next day, All right, then we will end it there for tonight, guys. The Geist 1 and Geist 2.
Munich is gonna get such a bill.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution to our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on, half-price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Briggs, because that's not all. Tell them, fool.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us or The Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you! Wartet bis die Sonne auf ihn
scheint. And now I'll leave.
Oh my god, there's a slimer in my kitchen and it's eating all my food!
Hi, I'm calling. We had a visitation from a ghost. He said he was the ghost of Christmas past, and it was really awkward. We were all just hanging out, and he said he had a couple friends coming by tonight. So could you please have somebody give us a call back? We want to stop this from happening. Thank you.